Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Queen of Sheba gave the following to Solomon, quote, 120 talents of gold, that's 4.5 tons, spices in great quantity and precious stones, that's 1 Kings 10, verse 10. This spurs on the writer to continue in that vein, a gold vein, we might add. The text emphasizes the superlative nature of it all. Quote, there never again came such abundance of spices as the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Verse 10. Also the ships of Hiram, which brought gold from Ophir, brought great quantities of almug wood. That's probably sandalwood. And the king made steps of the almug wood for the house of the Lord and for the king's house. There never again came such almug wood, nor has the like been seen to this day. Verses 11 and 12. Again we read, quote, all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold, not one was silver, for this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. Verse 21. His annual increase of gold was 666 talents. That's 25 tons. And his revenue stream was enhanced by, quote, traveling merchants, from the income of traders, from all the kings of Arabia, and from the governors of the country. Verse 15. The chapter goes on to describe 200 massive gold shields, his solid ivory throne with pairs of lions guarding each step up to the top. So what do we make of all this? We can see it as a promise fulfilled, exceedingly, abundantly, above Solomon's asking. See chapter 3, verse 13. And it could inspire us to take more advantage of the Lord's generosity through prayer. Or we could be reminded that the child of God today has wealth far superior to Solomon's, as, quote, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, Romans 8, 17. You have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 4. Where's Solomon's wealth now, anyway?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.